Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Laura Nichols, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and history teacher at Harrison College. On this day, February 3, 1952, Barbadians learned of the appointment of one of the island's most experienced planters to the Executive Council, Sir John Delisle Chandler. This appointment, according to the Advocate newspaper, made Sir John one of the three unofficial members of the Executive Council, along with Sir John Saint and Sir Dudley Leacock. The Executive Council was charged with the task of policymaking and comprised the Governor's Chair, the Colonial Secretary, the Attorney General, and three other members appointed by the Governor. The members of the Council were ex officio of the Executive Committee. A body was made up of four members of the House of Assembly after 1946 and one member of the Legislative Council. Born in 1889, he was the son of Sir William Chandler, who was judge of the Assistant Court of Appeal. Educated at Harrison College and Malvern College in the United Kingdom, he returned to Barbados and married Winifred Bryden in 1917, the daughter of one of Bridgetown's leading merchants, Arthur Sidney Bryden. As a sugar planter at Todd's Plantation on the St. George, St. John border, he entered elective politics in 1917, winning one of the seats in the Assembly for St. Peter. From 1935 to 1951, he was a member of the Legislative Council, where he served as president for 1 year. At the parochial level, Chandler was a leading member of the St. John Vestry, serving 30 unbroken years between 1921 and 1951. His appointment to the Executive Council came against the background of the increasing presence of black middle-class politicians in the Assembly since the 1940s. According to the Advocate, there had been criticism that no active sugar planter sat on the highest policy-making body in an island where the sugar industry was still a dominant force in the economy. Sir John Chandler's appointment to the Executive Council on this day, February 3, 1952, gave the governor the wise counsel of one known for balanced judgment who had been in public life for over 30 years.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.